ready to turn right?
Yeah.
Just lost you. Rock on. Wow.
Podcast Rock City.
What's up, everybody? Joe here from Podcast Rock City, and with me this week is Mr. Jody Havnot.
Hey, guys, what's up?
And Sonny, no, he's not here. Sonny Hollywood Pooney, he's away. He's on the Monsters of Rock cruise, so we look forward to hearing his report next week. But while he's gone, we have a very, very, very special guest. The Wookiee himself, the host of the Kiss Room on, let's say it together,
Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Mr. Matt Porter.
Jody, I'm thrilled to be back here, guys.
Yeah, you've probably been the one person who's been on the show the most that isn't weekly. You know what I mean? Like the most guest appearances. This has got to be like 30 for you, right? That's
like Steve Martin hosting Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did he ever host Saturday Night Live? Now that I think about it, I think he's done it a few times. Yeah.
That's anyway. Where he does that song and Chris Farley comes up to him. Mr. Martin, would you sign that's my old King Tut costume. I remember when I actually cared about the show.
That's good. Welcome to Podcast Rock City, where we talk Kiss. You know that already, because otherwise you wouldn't be here. Or you're just now getting into into Kiss, and you want to check out some podcasts. This is no time like the present, right?
Or sometimes we talk about Jaws.
Yes, we talk about Jaws sometimes. And we talk about knitting a sweater with wool. Or having your penis stuck in a hole and having a big fat woman pull on it.
Yeah. It's a terrible. Like she was trying to start a lawnmower.
Yes. It's a terrible day when that happens. I don't know from experience. I've just seen it. anyway. So last week we had a great show. Thank you guys for listening to that, downloading it and playing it, and we love you for that. So much fun. We're going to get into a few different things, but before we get started, I want to make sure everybody knows that you can send us emails at podcastrockcity1.
That's the number one.
at gmail.com. That was awesome. You sounded like Sonny. podcastrockcity1, the number one, at gmail.com. And don't forget, you can always leave us a review wherever you listen to us at. I don't know. There's like a million places. Matt, so before we get started, tell everybody how they can hear the Kiss Room, because that's super important to get that out at the beginning.
So the Kiss Room, if you go to thekissroom.com, there's a links page. You can listen to it on, you know, Podomatic. You can listen to it via podkiss.com. You can listen to it on anything but Spotify. You can listen to it on TuneIn is one of my favorite. And of course, you can listen to us live on Monco Radio. In fact, by the time people hear this, if it's before Friday, February 14th, they could even tune in live. Go to MoncoRadio.com. Of course, the TuneIn app is really my favorite. And if you download the TuneIn app and just search for Monco Radio, Monco Radio streams 24/7 from the beautiful campus of Montgomery County Community College, including the Kiss Room, every second Friday of the month.
Absolutely. I've actually been to that school. I didn't go there.
Right.
Yeah, I ate there. I did the show. We shot video. We
had cake for Karen's birthday.
We had cake for Karen's birthday. Yeah, it was awesome. Man, what a life we've lived. Think about these podcasts. It's totally amazing. I'm just saying, man, I made the best friends doing this. Present company definitely included.
Yeah.
It was such a blast when you came, and then we went to the carnival and you want a fish, and Madison kept it for a couple of days and then it died, and then we had to go out and get a new fish, and that didn't last long. It was quite an ordeal, Joe.
Now, let me tell you, I wear that story like a badge of honor that I costed you money.
Oh, it's great. That fish lasted for a while, the second fish. The carnival fish, not so much.
Not so. Well, what do you expect? There was like, in the tank alone, there was like 800 goldfish. It's like, I was like, good Lord, if you pour food in there, it better be a whole jar. Otherwise, they're not eating. Okay, so Podcast Rock City. Obviously, we're going to talk about Kiss. Let's get to the news.
Podcast Rock City News.
All right, so obviously Kiss is on tour right now. I have friends that went to the show in North Carolina. They enjoyed it very much. I've watched a couple of different videos. They sound pretty good, I think. I thought David Lee Roth sounded good. Have you guys been keeping up with any of the stuff?
Yeah, Matt's already been.
So I saw him last week. It was actually up Allentown? In Allentown at the PPL yeah. Center. And it was a great show. I took Madison and I took Amy and, 10,000 of our closest friends were there and it was fantastic. And, you know, for anybody who was thinking, oh, David Lee Roth should just go home, he's no good. He was great. He's got a killer background band. He smiles through the whole thing. And I thought the Kiss show was fantastic. Certainly one of the best I've seen. I mean, they have, you know, just still the greatest show. It was fantastic.
Now, let me ask you this. Was anything different other than maybe the set list?
You know what? They still using the pods. The screen behind them, if it's possible, looked even sharper than the last time I saw them. Like, it was unbelievable. Like, they did throw a couple more songs in, obviously, if you've been keeping track. Parasite was back in the set. Crazy, Crazy Nights was back in the set. Nothing.
Tears are like, falling.
You know, crazy. Yeah, Tears Are Falling. But, it was pretty much the same one. I thought they were better this time than when I saw them in March. So it was really good.
Well, that's awesome, man. Yeah. So I'm waiting
to hear even more about it.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, we'll talk all about that on the Kiss Room.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely.
If I give it all the way to you now, or I'm going to have to play the Sweet 16 game of this Friday.
So. Join the club. Sorry, I'm watching pro wrestling and Lana's boobs are on TV and they look nice. They're full. Okay, so yeah, where was I? apparently Doc McGee did an interview with this guy and apparently he said some things that have freaked some people out. Now, I haven't heard the entire interview. All I did see was the like a 5-minute clip where basically they said where Doc McGee basically said everybody is welcome everybody old Kiss members are welcome to come and be part of the farewell thing that they're doing end of the road. And he said, you know, it's just about how is it going to happen. Does Ace want to get on stage in his makeup? Then we got two people with Ace makeup. And we got two Catmen. And then, you know, is Bruce going to get up there with no makeup? And he said something like, that would be weird. And the guy that interviewed him was like, yeah, that would be weird. And I'm like, why the fuck are you agreeing with him? No, it wouldn't be weird. And we wouldn't give a shit. Hello. We don't give a shit if every one of them comes out wearing Paul Stanley makeup. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't care if it wouldn't bother me if they were all in like thongs and knee-high boots. Just get out there and do it. All right. So obviously the thong knee-high boots thing is weird. But
that actually might sell some tickets.
But seriously, it wouldn't if Ace got on stage in makeup with the blue around his eyes and Tommy was on stage and he had the silver and we had two Catmen and a demon and a Star Child and a Bruce and a fucker, Joyce DeWitt and an Ankh makeup. None of that shit would bother me. I would not care. I would be perfectly fine with it. What about you guys?
I'd rather the extra, you know, Ace doesn't need to put on the makeup or Peter just come out and jam a little bit. You know, you can't be expected to put on the costume and all that for one or two songs, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, if it happened, would it be like, oh, this is weird?
I think it would be kind of cool and interesting, you know? I mean, we've never seen that before, so I'd definitely be interested to check it out, of course. But I don't think it's necessary.
So you know what the funny thing is? They keep thinking this idea that everybody has to be on stage at once. let's say they open the show and it's the current lineup, and then they do a couple songs, and then Tommy says, okay, I'm going backstage. Hey, everybody, it's Ace Frehley. He comes walking out, right? Okay, Eric Singer just goes back off the stage. And joining us on the drums, Peter Criss, you know, I'd be the greatest. And then you have the original four. And then Ace goes, okay, everybody, how about Vinnie Vincent? And Vinnie comes out, and you just swap people out. It doesn't have to be the end of Unplugged with everybody on the stage. And then, you know, you figure at some point, okay, here's Bruce. And they do Tears Are Falling, and Bruce just comes out, but Bruce just dresses like Bruce. You know, Bruce never had the makeup, so it's not weird. It's just, it's well, like you in your put mind. Bruce
in the radioactive suit.
Yeah, exactly. He's got to have that costume. You know, and I think that sometimes they seem stuck with the idea that the current lineup has to be on the stage the whole time. And you go, no, we want to see the original lineup together. That's all I want. You know, it's like, I just want to see those four. And that's it. And it's like, you know, have they not considered the fact that maybe we can sub guys in and out? You know, here, go throw long and go. You go sit on the sideline.
There you go. Like see? A team, like a real team.
Right, exactly.
Okay. That's the best idea I've heard so far, man. I'll give it to you.
I mean, and at the end, I mean, obviously, if they're going to do Rock and Roll All Night, imagine the extravagant version of Rock and Roll All Night with everybody on the stage. It would be glorious. That's it. And then there's
glorious.
The end.
Glorious!
Glorious!
That would be cool.
I'll tell you this, though. I'm going to be there. I don't care if I'm standing outside the stadium. I'm going to be there. I'll just sit and listen or whatever. But I'm going to be at the place where it's happening, even if I can't get in. And I'm sure I'll be able to get in. But we just got to wait and see. But that's a great, that's great. It doesn't have to be weird.
Right.
They're just, you know, doing it wrong. Or talking
They're not thinking outside the box. They're thinking about the end of Unplugged, which looked great because everybody was on the stage. This doesn't have to be that. You know, give us almost the, like they could do the evolution. Start with the originals, then sub people in and out. You know, I don't know. And maybe by the end, you know, let's say it starts with the original four. Then they can go backstage, scrape off the makeup, and then everybody's together at the end. Nobody has makeup. Imagine that. You know, it'd be great.
Sure. And not only that. I don't think, I think that they could even do that hologram idea I had where there's a hologram tank on the stage with Eric Carr behind it, just like they're doing the Ronnie James Dio thing or the Tupac Shakur thing, and they could even do a song or two with Eric Carr.
And Vinny. You could have a Lick It Up lineup.
Yeah, he could be, it'd be better if he was a hologram.
Well, I mean, imagine that. Imagine they start. They do like, I mean, War Machine is still in the set. But all of a sudden, Eric Carr comes up on the screen. Bop, 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 bada, bop, 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 right? And, and then they start that super fast version of War Machine, but they play to Eric's drums.
Yeah.
That'd be killer.
Yeah, it would.
Yeah, man. See, this, look, Doc McGee listens to this show every week. So, dude, seriously, just hire Matt Porter.
Yeah. I'm going to do my best Doc McGee right now. I've got my cigar.
You got your wig on?
Never mind, I don't smoke.
So. I got a great idea, okay? It's called Kiss Turpentine. We're going to clean off everything. Chip Magoo here.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's another thing. Where the hell is the new Scooby-Doo movie?
My kids are still disappointed.
They should bring it back every Saturday morning. Let's bring back Saturday morning cartoons.
I agree, 100%.
And Count Chocula.
Yeah,
the Battle of the Network Stars.
You got that right.
Do you remember when there was a cartoon version of that? It was like, it was like all the Hanna-Barbera people, and then all the different.
Yeah, I remember that. And they had races.
Yeah,
that
was cool.
That was back in the day.
You don't remember that, Matt?
I don't even remember that.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you this. My house. All right, so I got a TV in the kitchen, right? That's got a DVD player, and if you go in there. The 1967 Spider-Man is always running.
Nice.
Okay. Then my bedroom has got the, you remember that X-Men cartoon that came out in the 90s?
Yeah.
And then downstairs, I have a bunch of the 60s Captain America, Iron Man, Submariner. You know, they're almost like stop motion.
Yeah, right.
I got that stuff. So everywhere in my house, man, it's all cartoons. I love cartoons.
That's awesome.
Cool.
They're, yeah. So we need, a Kiss cartoon.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, what if they just started producing their own movies? It doesn't have to include Scooby, but you could, as long as you pay that much detail and make it cool, it doesn't need Scooby. You could just have Kiss features and straight to DVD or Blu-ray or whatever, you know?
Right.
I'm all about it.
Yeah.
All right. So that's, are we missing anything? That's all the news.
Nope. That's all the news.
Well, that's in the one interview. Paul said, don't expect Kiss just to vanish. Like, you know, everybody's talking about the end of the road.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know what that means, and it's funny because that's the whole thing. I've been making the joke that the end of the road is a cul-de-sac, because what it's coming down to is, you know, they're still going to do, they can still do cruises, they can still do, you know, Vegas residency, whatever they feel like doing. They're just not going to be touring. You're not going to see them again in Philly. You're not going to see them again in Allentown. But they'll still do stuff. I mean, it's like, right. You know, this. I think it's funny. Like we're talking about, we're going to be at that last show. Not going to be the last show. It's going to be one big show, and then there'll be a lot of other small shows after that. So,
yeah.
Well, I'll be at the last tour show. That's right. For sure. I don't care.
It'll be a blast. Right.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Well, I'll get there. I wonder where it's going to be. They're really. I know we got a while to go, but damn, you know, letting us know would be nice.
There's a long time between now and then.
Yes, there certainly is. All right. So let's see. So that was the news. Now that we're done with that, let's get to the topic of the week.
Podcast Rock City, topic of the week.
I got in touch with the guys and I said, hey, let's put together a set list for Paul Stanley if he were doing a solo tour. Did you guys do that?
Yeah, I made one.
Yeah, we were here last night, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that's behind the scenes stuff right there. Anyway. Okay, so So we can go through this list. So I decided that this would be a good show for us to put together a Paul Stanley solo tour set list. And since we all did it, which is exciting because I can't wait to hear y'all's, I'll get started and I'll tell you my first one. Y'all ready for that?
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, before we actually start our list, did you see the Paul Stanley either 1989 tour or the 2006 tour?
I didn't see either of them. I own them, but I did not see them.
I mean, because it's funny in a way, because as like, of course, like when you said, okay, here's what we're going to do, you know, you start thinking about it. But then I really started thinking about like when Paul has done solo tours, like what has he done? And like 1989, I saw him in City Gardens in New Jersey. And I mean, it was such a dump. Like you walk in, you're kind of like, we're going to see Paul Stanley in this dump. It was like, you know, you almost can't even believe it. And it's just like where everybody's just packed in there and everything. But it was Paul, like, imagine his voice in 1989. I mean, he's on fire. You know what I mean? And they're playing stuff. I mean, they were playing like Hide Your Heart hadn't even come out yet.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it was like, you talk about like, you know, as a Kiss fan, you know, you always want to hear deep cuts. Here's something that hasn't even been released yet. And but everybody had it as a bootleg. So everybody knew, right?
Yeah.
Same with 2006. You know, he's playing like now it's a better venue, Theater of Living Arts, where I saw him in Philly. But his voice at that time, man, was top of the line. And it's just like, you know, it was so much fun. So I don't know. I really, as I started thinking about this, I started thinking about really how much fun his solo tours have been in the past.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did not get to see the Live to Win tour because there was no way for me to get off work. No way. And all my friends went and they all had a great time at this place called the Tabernacle. And to top it off, when Paul came out on stage, up in the balcony, Gene was sitting there.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Damn. So it's like, man, they, God. So anyway, I heard his band kicked ass. They were from some TV show. I can't remember the name of it.
It was the Rockstar
Supernova.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. I'm not doing these in any specific order. Okay. I just, I'll tell you what, that's what I'll do. I'll put them in an order.
Okay.
So we're going to start in my set list, we start with I Stole Your Love.
Yes, sir. So does mine.
Yours is the same way?
Of course it is, dude.
See, you know what? I kind of knew that that's where you'd go because that's like seems like the natural one. But I'm thinking to myself, imagine that it starts off with Love Gun because you're never going to think it's going to be the first one.
Yeah, just like Crazy Nights.
Right out of the gate. Oh, my God. Right, exactly. Just like Crazy Nights to it, right out of the gate. Because it's funny. I mean, again, going back to the fact that I saw him last week, that song still just raises the roof. And like everybody knows it, but it raises the roof. It's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
So I said Love Gun myself. But.
Cool. Now, let me ask you guys this. Like, yeah. my set list is basically like a fantasy set because in this world, Paul can sing these like he, you know, back in the day. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it just sounds fantastic. No lip syncing, no tracks. Just old school and badass, you know?
You got to go with professional wrestling rules. It's all real, Jody.
Okay, cool. Then I'm in. True. Okay, so I could dig Love Gun as a starter. It was cool on Crazy Nights because I was expecting Detroit, and that was the first time I saw Kiss, and I was like, whoa, what the hell? Cool. But then, of course, on Hot in the Shade, it was unbelievable that they started with I Stole Your Love, you know?
Right.
So cool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so let's see. We're at two, right?
Yeah, so you're coming out of I Stole Your Love. Stole Your Love, wow, 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 ooh, yeah, and all that. And then what happens?
King of the Mountain.
Ooh.
Big drums to lead it in. That'd be sweet.
Now, I've seen that perform live by Bruce's band. And I don't know. Kiss played it live a few times, didn't they?
I think they played it a few times on that tour. I don't think it stuck.
Yeah, I don't think it stuck either, but I know they played it a few times. So King of the Mountain. That's my number two. What you got, Matthew?
So imagine, you know, you're talking big drums. Imagine you finish off Love Gun, da 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 da, right into.
That'd be cool.
All the girls out there.
Yeah.
We go right into Strutter. Hell, That's my second song.
That works too, man. I got the thing where it's the end of I Stole Your Love, and it goes straight into. Fucking room service, dude.
Oh, nice.
My set is like. It's like a golden oldies set, dude. I didn't even break nothing past 78 just in this fantasy set. Because I never got to see
most
of that
shit. Yeah, I'm kind of all over the place, but I'm not everywhere. But that's good. Room service. Woohoo. Good song.
It's a good way, good 1-2 punch, you know?
So far, I wouldn't be upset with anybody's set. That's two songs in, and I'd be like going, yep, this is going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Number three. All Hell's Breaking Loose.
Wow.
I could see it.
Goodness. That song is amazing. I love it. They need to play it now.
Never going to happen.
No.
Maybe on the cruise.
So it's not going to happen.
Didn't Bruce's band do it, though? Like in one of those medleys or something?
I can't remember. Maybe.
I think they did. Maybe I'm wrong. So what did you have then, Matt?
Okay, so you figure we start off with those. We got those two powerhouses. We got Love Gun right into Strutter. Paul takes a break to say, hey, Philly, come on and love me.
Nice.
Yep.
Hell yeah. People be geeked.
That'd be great.
Hell yeah, it would. Yeah, hell yeah. Mine's kind of the same. They come out of room service, and it's kind of like a live. You start hearing the opening guitar to Got to Choose. He comes out like, hey, Philly, you got to choose.
I'm sorry, but I'm not going to be doing the Paul Stanley voices.
Yes, you will, and it's always in Philly tonight.
Woo! Let's see. My number four. Who wants to be lonely? And there's going to be my favorite girl on stage.
A hologram.
Shaking her hump in the air. Woo. With a t-shirt on that says, I love Joe. I bless. I can see it right now. Oh,
you're
going to
fall
goodness.
Back into like a bathtub full of water.
Yeah, that would be awesome. With a swirly guitar.
Yeah, it would be sweet.
So Who Wants to Be Lonely is my number four. Matt, what you got?
So now he's three songs in. Takes that little break to let everybody cool down for just a second. The red lights come on. And he says, because, you know, I see that girl dancing for Joe right over there. And she's got the magic touch.
Nice.
Oh, that's a good one.
Hell yeah.
Which sounded killer when he did that on the Live to Win tour.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, and, you know, obviously everybody's seen that on the Live to Win DVD.
Yeah.
Amazing. That would still kill.
Oh, yeah, it would. And that one was like, you would never in a million years think that back then, that you would hear that one, you know?
Right.
Super cool. All right, so mine, they're coming out of Got to Choose, like, da-na, 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 right? And he's like, all right, Philly, I'm an all-American man.
Oh, yeah.
Busts out that one out. Bob comes up, accepts a Grammy, plays the lead. It's going to be awesome.
Woo! That's pretty awesome. In the middle of that song, can he walk over and like throw a bunch of shit from a table onto the ground?
Oh.
Where's Podcast Rock City's table?
Yeah, fucking A. All right, so far everybody's doing real well. We're all over the place, which is great. Not my number five is King of the Nighttime World.
Love it.
Yep.
Gotta have who's, that one.
You know, the only thing I wonder, we didn't say who was in our bands, but I, you know, whatever. We don't need to do that right now. I'm just thinking.
Well, it wouldn't be Kiss because this is a Paul solo gig. You know right. what I mean?
Oh, so we're talking about Bob Kulick and Eric Singer on the drums and Gary, who is playing keyboards? Gary Corbin?
Just get Eric Singer on the drums. Gary Corbin can play keys, and then you get Todd and fucking Zach Throne. Bruce, the, you know, the main, that way you'd have those killer background vocals on everything. It'd be badass.
Well, you're mentioning pretty much that's the 1989 solo tour lineup, except for on bass, you had Dennis St. James. So that's pretty much everybody you said, that's exactly the band. So
no, not Bob. I said Todd.
No, but I'm saying, I'm saying if you wanted to do the night, you almost did the 1989 almost, lineup. So almost.
Eric's just, he's just really good. You know? And since he did this before and he does Soul Station, I think Paul would have him, you know?
I agree. Number five, Matt.
All right, now look, when we were thinking of these set lists, I think we're all kind of going with original Kiss, early Kiss, right? So I thought to myself, everybody bitches when the set list is too, you know, predictable, right? So I'm picturing by track five. He says, I'm going to send this song out to everybody who's a freak.
Oh, shit.
Right into the current Kiss. I think Freak should have been a gigantic hit for Kiss. That should have been the first single.
Totally.
They should have made a video with all crazy-ass Kiss fans in their makeup. It could have been hard cut. Bah, 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 bah. Think about how cool that could have looked. He's speaking to everybody. Only the problem is the streaks in my hair are because it's starting to go gray. Not because I go in there. But hey, as long as it's in my head, I'm okay. But I mean, really, I don't know why that song, you know, obviously kind of got buried. But man, I still think it should have been a big hit. In this whole age of everybody be yourself, stand up for what you believe in, it was so much the Kiss philosophy. It reminds you that, you know, look, Kiss Army, we're all in this together. So that's my number five song, Freak.
Love it. Like it.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
That song should have been, they should have pushed that song.
Right.
But whatever, it's still a classic to us, you know?
Yep.
My next one, I had Making Love, dude.
Classic.
Yep.
Just because I love it so much.
I love that song.
And it totally rocks.
It does. Let's see. Number five. My number five. No, six. All right. I went out of the box. I was like, what haven't I heard that I need to hear? And I came up with Partners in Crime.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
That would be cool. Like, I've not heard that song live, and I think that it would top off, you know, or at least get it would, I would explode.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
See, I think we're both thinking by the time you're six songs in, now you're going for like a little more obscure. So my sixth song, I'm thinking Paul's going to want to play something off Live to Win. So, of course, he's going to want to play my favorite song off Live to Win, which is Bulletproof.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Look, I'm not going to lie, man. I listen to that record one time a week. I love that record.
Love that album.
I think the solo, it didn't get the push that it really needed. But let me tell you, you listen to that. That is a way more mature Paul Stanley. Writing wise, lyric wise, I don't know. The whole thing, I think, is wonderful. It sounds so different than Kiss, you know, which is fine. I think that he could surely put out it's rock pop, I think, is really what we would call that. But I love it. I love it a lot. Jody, number six.
My number six is just one hit after the next. Paul's like, hey, Philly, this song's coming off of Kiss Alive. And they go into Love Her All I Can.
Oh.
There you go. Wow.
Yeah. Because everything's off Alive or Rock and Roll Over, of course. But yeah, I've always loved that song. It's one of my favorites. Still love it. And they still do it pretty well when they do it. So yeah, it'd be cool.
It's definitely a great song. Let's see. Number seven, I have I've Had Enough Into the Fire.
Nice.
That song needs to get played more.
Yeah, I mean, I'd love to see Kiss do it live. I don't know that Tommy could rip that lead, though. I bet he could.
Yeah, I don't know. That's,
he probably could. I don't know.
Rehearsals. With a little bit of rehearsal, I think he could do anything.
I do too.
Except play the solo in Forever. Right, Bruce?
Right.
Yes.
See, now look, Jody and I were thinking the exact same thing because my number seven song is Love Her All I Can.
Boom.
Oh.
So right there. One of my favorite Kiss songs. I love that song. So that's right in there.
That's great. Yeah, that's one of the greatest. So okay. Strange, you know, that it came all the way, it went all the way back to Wicked Lester and all that.
Right.
You know, and it's just like, to me, a quintessential Kiss tune. Has all the elements. Indeed. The harmonies, the solo, the drum breaks, the killer bass line, the lead vocal. It's pretty much perfect.
Yep.
All right, I had just came out of Love Her All I Can. Paul's like, Philly, if you wanna, you can take me. Go straight into it, and it would rule, because, I don't know, you know, they didn't play that one live as much as they should, I think, you know, I mean, they did on that tour, obviously, and then a few times here and there, but I always wondered why that song was not like a live staple. Yeah.
I don't know.
Is it because of those weird, take me, like on those old bootlegs, you know, I don't know what the deal is with that one, but I've always loved that damn song, it's so heavy.
Yeah, it really is. All right, I don't know why I'm singing it. You all know it. Let's see. All right, so my number eight. So we come out of I've Had Enough Into the Fire. I can't believe I'm doing this. And Paul Stanley says, we're going to slow things down a little bit for you.
Philly.
And then he goes into I Still Love You.
Love
nice.
It.
Yeah. Man. Okay, so since we're talking about how it should be done, you think he should just sit and play it acoustic, him? No.
Nope. I like the power of it all.
All right.
The dynamic of the Jody, soft to the
Jody
light.
Wins that. That's what
but you know what? In the absolute fantasy world where he's singing it as good as it was like on Unplugged or something, that would be a pretty unique presentation if he literally was out there, no band, just the acoustic.
Wailing those vocals.
And just his vocal. Now we are talking fantasy world. So
it would be cool.
It would be great.
Yeah, and since we're talking fantasy, guess who's playing guitar with him?
Who?
Me and Jody.
Sign me up, dude.
Paul doesn't even have to play guitar. We're like, we got this, bro.
I'm bringing out the guys from Podcast Rock City.
Hell yeah. That'd be awesome. Of course, I would paint my face just for the fun of it. And I would have, it would look like Vinnie Vincent's makeup, only it would be a dildo.
Just some shaft and balls on your fucking face.
On guitar, Joe Dildo.
Hell yeah. Dildo. Hey, man, I'll tell you something. One thing that you always got to be sure of, if you're a truck driver, and I know this is going to sound weird, but it's true. If you're sleeping and you're reaching out for your phone, watch out for dildos. That's a joke for me. All right, so let's see. Who's next? Matt's next.
All right, so we came out of Love Her All I Can, and I'm going to go for all of our 80s Kiss-loving fans right into Tears Are Falling. And I'll tell you why I picked it, even though they're doing it on the current tour, so people are going to be like, we just saw this when they saw them on the end of the road. During the middle of the song, Paul started doing the windshield wiper things with his fingers.
Oh, yeah?
Everybody in the place started doing the windshield wipers with their fingers.
Oh,
and you've
got
to be a certain age, I think, to really get to all the feels when you see those windshield wiper fingers going. And I'll tell you what, it was glorious. So I just I threw that in the set because, one, same thing. They're doing it live, and it still kills because everybody who remembers MTV, you know, goes to a certain space in their mind.
Yeah.
And then everybody started doing the windshield wipers. So that's definitely in my set.
That's pretty funny.
That's cool. Is it happening on all the shows, or was it just in Philly? Or
I don't know. They were awesome in Allentown. That's
Allentown,
where, you know, it was awesome. I mean, he did it a couple times during the song. And I mean, you figure it was a Tuesday night, but it was a hot crowd. Everybody was like, you know, like really into it. So
cool.
Well, that's cool. Jodi.
All right, so we're coming out of Take Me For Me. Paul says to the crowd, you know, hey, Philly, this is going out to one of our biggest fans. This is for Joe Polo. And then they go straight into Anything For My Baby.
Nice. You lost me with that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I figured I would. But, man, I would love to see that one live. I'm not lucky enough to have been on the boat when they did it, so...
Yeah, interesting. You could get on the boat, though. You really need to.
It's already sold out, dude. Sorry. I was gonna.
Oh, God. You were gonna not get on there. Every time I'm on the boat, somebody walks over to me and goes, man, where's Jody? The last one, the guy was like, man, I was really looking forward to meeting Jody. I was like, I'm fucking right here. I know he was messing with me, but still.
Jody's back at his house.
Yeah.
Sitting in the bathtub like Matt Porter would.
Exactly. That's my kid.
Watching YouTube.
I'm not joking. The three people ask me where they are. Let's try that again. Deleted. Specific order. It's Jody, Sonny, and then where's Karen? I'm like, damn, I am right here. You can talk to me. Hello.
Talk to me.
To me.
All right, so what are we at? Night nine?
I don't know what number we're at, but
we're at nine. Because I did I Still Love You, right?
Yes.
Right.
All right. So now it's Tonight You Belong to Me.
Nice.
Gotta have that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was
be great.
Sneaking some solo album stuff into the...
Yeah. Had to be done.
Matt!
So now, here we are. We're at number nine, and we're halfway through the set. Paul's taking a break and he realizes some of the people that are tired, they might need a kick in the ass. We're going to reinvigorate them with the same song you guys started with, because I'm going with I Stole Your Love.
Nice. I'm going to put the pedal to the floor.
Exactly. It's like almost the second half, and now we're coming out strong.
Coming back at it.
Yep.
Just getting started.
Started? You're not tired yet, are you?
I love this shit.
Awesome.
I had King of the Nighttime World. For the same reasons, you know?
Yeah.
I love that song. Anywhere in the set would be great.
I didn't like when they used to start with it. That was on Dynasty, right?
Yeah.
It's every not a good starting song, really.
Yeah, Ace walks out there.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's weird.
I prefer everybody starts all at once. Like, I Stole Your Love. Like, you know? It's just
tight. Yep. Let's see, number 10. All right, so they finish Tonight You Belong to Me. Paul Stanley walks up to the microphone and goes, 1, 2, 3, whoa! And they play Is That You?
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with if that was Crazy Nights or Is That You.
Right.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point. But no, Is That You?
I think that's more of an ow than a woo.
Yeah, but live he says woo. At least on my I have all the unmasked shows.
Yeah. All the shows, period.
All the shows, period. I have all the unmasked shows and he always says woo, so let's see, Matt.
All right, so now he has just brought the house down with I Stole Your Love. People can't believe that they are seeing all this stuff. They can't believe it. And he walks up and he goes, here's a song for everybody who's bitching that I play the same songs. So imagine he leans up and they go into Don't You Hesitate.
Holy shit, that would be awesome. Which
half the crowd is maybe not even going to know unless they have the box set.
Right.
And then he can at the end he's going to joke, yeah, everybody says they want to hear a song you thought you'd never hear. Well, that was it. So there you go. That's totally like as left field as he could go.
Yeah, totally. That I'd love to see. That's such a great song, right? Too. Yeah.
And that's one where you go, man, I would have loved it if that had been on the album. I think it's a fantastic song.
That was demoed like for Destroyer, though, right?
Yeah, right.
I don't know if it would have fit on there, really, but.
Should have been a rock and roll over. It totally would have fit with rock and roll.
Boom.
That would have been. That's the way to go.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, so mine, they're coming out of King of the Nighttime World, and Paul Stanley looks over, and he's like, I see Sonny Poodie over there. And then he goes straight into Mr. Speed, dude.
Nice.
And, the house goes nuts, because who doesn't want to hear that live?
Yeah, I was going to put that on my list, but I had a feeling somebody else would, or maybe both of you would, so I tried to be a little different.
Word.
Let's see. 11. Creatures of the Night. Now, I know I've seen that a bunch of times, but, man, I love that song live, so especially with, like, real heavy kick. Yeah, that's pretty badass, man.
Yeah.
Eric Singer's got heavy feet, too.
Oh, yeah.
He really stomps the kick drum.
Yeah.
Matt, 11.
All right, so at this point, we are in the home stretch, and Paul knows that he's going to start pulling out all the stops, and we're going to celebrate that 1978 masterpiece solo album with Wouldn't You Like to Know Me?
Yeah, boom!
That right? Come on.
Yeah.
Joe, oh, happy.
I am there right then.
That would be the shit.
Yep.
There's just something about that song. It's just so good.
Amen.
Amen. Jody?
Okay, so mine, we came out of the 10th song, and the lights kind of go down, and people are like, damn, is it over? No way, you know? And all of a sudden, like, a few lights come on and all this, and then whoever the backing band is for Paul, they kind of come back to the stage, and they start up Rock Bottom, just the intro George part.
Wow. You know?
And then as soon as George. As soon as Paul's about to step up to the mic, he's like, "All right, Philly, this is where it gets a little rough." And then they bust into it, and everybody loves Woo! It, and the crowd goes wild once again.
That's awesome.
Yep.
I'm going to put this set list together on my phone so I can listen to it tomorrow. Let's see. Number 12 for me is going to be something I can't remember if I've ever seen it live. I don't think so. But I want to hear "I'll Fight Hell to Hold You."
Oh, there you go. Wow.
Yeah. I don't even think they did that on the Crazy Nights tour.
Yeah,
did they?
Right. That would be something.
I don't think so.
It's such a good song.
Yeah. That's one of the great ones. It's another one that goes in the whole like Rocky montage camp, you know? It would work perfectly.
Yep.
Like the new fighter that Rocky's against. It's kind of like Stolen Adrian, you know? So he has to fight hell just to hold her once more.
They can't do that because Adrian's dead in the new movies.
Sad. See, now look, it's funny because when we were going through, I'm going through in my mind putting this together. And I'm thinking, oh, you know, everybody that's out there that's going to say something obscure, they're going to do Sword in the Stone or Shocker. And I'm like, hell no, I'm going right into It's All Right. It's a double punch back to back Paul Stanley solo 78 solo album. It would be spectacular. So that's 11 was Wouldn't You Like to Know Me, right into It's All Right. Probably my two favorite songs off Paul's solo album. So it's just we're in the home stretch and he's hitting them hard.
Hitting them really hard.
Yeah.
It's All Right is totally underrated. That song rules. It sounds the most like Kiss, that particular song, I think.
I agree. Jody.
Okay. Mine, he comes out of rock bottom, goes straight into I Want You.
Yeah.
Two slow songs in a row at the beginning, but man, I love that song, and I just think he should play it always. It's one of the greatest Kiss songs ever, I Want You.
Right there with you. You got it.
I didn't put that on my list, another one, because I knew for sure it would be on somebody's, but that song does kick ass.
Yeah. It seems like people kind of complain about it, like they were bored of it after a while, but I never did get tired of that one. Still love it. Even the whole outro, I can handle it. It's all good.
Yep. My number 13 is 100,000 Years.
Nice.
Drum solo included or no?
It's not necessary. Matt.
So 13. Now look, Jody and I are right on the same page. I'm thinking the same thing. Lights go out, one spotlight. Paul comes out and he goes into I Want You. But here's, like, you figure at this point it's been a Paul Stanley solo tour. So there's been a huge backdrop behind the stage of Paul. But here we are in 2020. They're going to redeem themselves for the kind of not perfect Kiss logo from Hot in the Shade tour. And a perfect Kiss logo is going to come rising up behind, I Want You. Because if you remember that tour, that was like the greatest moment ever where the actual Kiss logo came up. But they'll make a perfect one this time so nobody can complain. And he goes into I Want You. And that's, I mean, like you said, it's one of the most classic, I think, classic Kiss songs. One of my all-time favorite Kiss songs. At this point in the set, he pulls that out. He can even go through the whole, what? They could do the whole thing, and the crowd would be on fire.
Totally.
It's true. Dude,
right?
It still rules, dude.
Ah, whoa.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. Yep, it's so true. Jody.
I didn't give mine. My next, I had.
So you said I Want You, and then we went around the horn again, and I said I Want You. Now we're back.
That's right. So I come out of I Want You. Paul's like, Philly, come on and love me.
Nice.
Just another one, you know, that never really. I don't know why they don't do that song all the time. It's super easy to play. It's in a lower register for Paul. Whatever though.
I know.
It's there, you know, all day.
It's your set. And 14 of my set, you know what it is? Nowhere to Run.
Nice.
The question is, now that you've seen it live, will you cry every time, or was it just the first time?
Okay, so I cried the first time I saw it live, but that was Bob and Bruce.
I know, but that's
Paul
cool.
Paul Stanley singing it was just different. It'd be different.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Paul, you probably shed a few tears, probably. But it's not, yeah. I'm not making fun of you. I love that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that would be just kick-ass, man. Let's see. Matt, 14.
So you know what's really funny? Because like I didn't really pick a lot of obscure songs. Like in my mind, I tried to pick a set that I think he would actually do.
Yeah.
So we're in the home stretch here. I'm saying he throws in Detroit Rock City. Because even though they're opening with it right now, it's one of those songs that like I think he would want to have in there as their closer, because we're not doing rock and roll all night. We're going right into, I think, one of the still the most epic Kiss songs, Detroit Rock City.
Oh, yeah.
And imagine at the end, like you think it's the end, but they actually do this huge crash sound effect, bring up all the lights so you're like blinded, and then the whole stage is empty.
Oh, man.
There's the end right there. Boom.
That's cool.
Oh, of course, there's an encore, but I'm saving that for my next.
And like while the stage is empty, you hear that thing like at the end of Destroyer, where it's like, you know, the rock and roll party thing. So it's like you're really in this heaven since you just died, Detroit. Yeah, that was dead on.
That's awesome.
All right, so my second to last song, it hasn't been played yet, so Paul's like, wouldn't you like to know me? And then just bust straight into it.
Yeah.
Has to be there. And I didn't want to close the show with it, but I don't have any grand outro like you do, Matt. I feel a little jealous. But I still think it would rule to hear Wouldn't You Like to Know Me live in person. Obviously, we've all seen the videos, and Joe's been lucky enough to have been there to see it, but I haven't seen it live. And I'd love to.
Man, but I taped it for you and immediately sent it to you from the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, I was doing flips over here, dude. It was great.
I knew as soon as he started singing, he said he was going to do that. And I was like, oh, hell no. Hit record.
Oh,
and as soon as it was done, I sent it to Jody. And I think you heard it the next morning, right?
Yeah, it didn't come right away. But yeah, amazing.
That's always the best way. You always want to hold off.
Yeah, you got to delay your gratification just a little while.
Yep, it's the truth.
So now we're coming into our final closers, right?
Yeah. My final song is one that I don't know. It has to be done, and that's Making Love.
Boom. Going out rocking.
Yeah. And, of course, no rock and roll all night. But that's my final song, Making Love. Oh, yeah. Matt.
Nice. So, of course, he's going to want to wrap it up. So you figure you had that huge blinding light. Now, of course, the light starts to fade out and everybody's chanting, Paul, Paul, Paul. And he comes back out and they bow a couple times because this is going to be the end. And he says, I'm going to do one that you'd never think. This is called Too Many Mondays in My Life. No, I'm kidding. So, of course, to me, his signature wrap-up song would be Goodbye. It's only for now, but I'm coming back because you know I want to have another tour. So
yes, there it is.
Goodbye. You figure, again, Paul Stanley's solo album, we all agree, I think is fantastic. Yeah. I pulled three songs from that album, and I think this is, you know, there's his wrap-up song. Everybody, good night, Philly. We love you.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Totally. That would be awesome. It's a good way to go out.
I wonder if Jody finished with that one, too.
Dude, you know, I thought about it, but then I had another one that I'd like to see live. And Paul's like, you know, comes back out after they're chanting, just like Matt's situation. And he's like, you know, we're going to rock and roll tomorrow, but don't forget, we're going to rock and roll tonight. So they, and they buzz it into tomorrow and tonight.
Tomorrow and tonight.
There you go. Nice.
The great unsung Kiss anthem, you know, for the golden era.
Good one.
It would be cool. And it was cool on the boat. The footage I saw was pretty sweet.
Nice. Yeah, it was pretty cool to be able to sing that song.
I love that Sam song. Most people don't seem like they like it that much, but I've always loved that song. Still love it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's as good as Rock and Roll All Night ever was.
I think so.
And people listening went,
Nothing against Rock and Roll All Night. I love that song too. But Tomorrow Tonight, I've never seen it live. It'd be awesome.
All right.
You
so,
can have confetti and all that shit if you want to during it. It would be just as bombastic.
All right, so that's our set list, right?
That is.
Absolutely.
That's everybody's set list. If you guys got a set list out there, ultimate Paul Stanley set list that you would want to hear live for a solo tour, send it to me, podcastrockcity1, that's the number one, @gmail.com, and I will read it next week. For you guys out there, Podcast Rock City Live, the radio show, is no more. Brent came to Atlanta, sat in my room with me. We did the final show together, and it was a lot of fun. But, you know, sometimes you have to say goodbye. Sorry, I don't know.
I love the way you guys wrapped it up, and I will totally miss our Wednesday night get-togethers. I thought that show was fantastic. The fact that you could have the podcast and the live show, it was great, and he is a great host. I mean, I think really Brent, I hope Brent does something else in podcasting because he has quite a talent for it. But the way that I think, and I've said this before, I think that Sweet 16 game is the ultimate kind of interaction. You guys are genius pulling that out because that was fun every week as a listener. Just sitting there on the computer, a lot of time laying on the floor or whatever with my phone. I loved interacting with that. You saw who was with you, you know, right away. I still think live is really – it's fun when you're live. There's that, I guess I still have it kind of in my blood. I love it when I know there's people listening at that moment.
Yeah.
And hats off to everybody that was involved with that. I mean, you had a bunch of you were all on at different times when it was live. But these, you know, these last couple, you know, ones, it was actually, I don't know, I'll tell you, I could hear you guys were a little emotional. It's tough to say, you know, something that you started is finished. And, you know, it's why we're Kiss fans and 45 years ago it's not finished. But,
yeah,
you know, it was great. I really appreciate all the work that went into, you know, what you guys did with the live show, you know, and I'll miss it. I'll definitely say I'll miss it. I really enjoyed listening to it on Wednesday nights.
I'll tell you what, when we were listening to it the other day, the thing that got, I mean, listening to everybody and watching them make their comments and everything, but Kalen's comment was way over the top, man. Yep. You know, apparently Kaylin was a very quiet kid, and she said people used to say they didn't even know if she would talk. Mm. And she said, you know, getting involved with listening to, you know, the podcast and being involved with Podcast Rock City Live and Podcast Rock City. And, you know, she said that, you know, now she talks all, she got a job.
Well, you know, I was thrilled because she said she discovered Podcast Rock City via the Kiss Room. So
I know. It's amazing to me, though. Seriously, if you think about it, the fact that, you know, she said she comes right out and says, you know, because of all the friends that she met doing these or listening to these shows, it really opened her up. Man, that's touching because she's just a kid, you know?
Yeah.
She's just a kid. So
when you hear something like that, when somebody really mentions that what you have done has really touched them in any way or like really affected them, you know, it's mind blowing to me.
Yeah, absolutely. Totally crazy. All right. So, Matt, tell everybody where they can hear you again before you go.
So go to thekissroom.com every second Friday of the month, including this Friday, February 14th, for all you Valentine Day lovers. Gather around the radio, moncoradio.com or thekissroom.com. Listen to my golden voice as you snuggle around the fire with your Kiss girlfriends and boyfriends on Monco Radio, where music reminds me.
Where music reminds me. Joe, do you have anything to add?
Nope, Matt. Always a pleasure when you join us, man. And thanks, everyone, for listening. Love you all. You too, Joe.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Love you guys. Matt, thank you very much for being on with us.
I really appreciate you guys having me back. This is a lot of fun. You guys are the best.
Thank you. You know what I'm going to say? We listen to podcasts, and we love Kiss podcasts. Most of them, anyway. And we're going to play the commercials for all the ones that we love right after this in 3, 2, 1. Peace.
Of the best, you got the best. And if you want the hottest show on Monco Radio, join us in the Kiss Room. The Kiss Room is a monthly radio broadcast celebrating the hottest band in the world. Kiss! It's your place for all things Kiss and some. For broadcast dates and all information, go to thekissroom.com. The Kiss Room broadcasts live and worldwide on Monco Radio, where music and minds meet.
Hey, this is Stephen Michael.
And Sonny Hollywood Pooney, and we are from the Growing Up Rock Podcast.
Come check out the Growing Up Rock Podcast, where each and every week we talk to rock stars past and present and come up with some fun themes, all to the beat of some killer hard rock and metal music.
Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and you can also check out our episodes, concert reviews, and album reviews at growinguprock.com.
That's growinguprock.com, GROWINUPROCK.com.
Growing Up Rock.
Turn it up.
Hey everybody, this is Jody Havnot. I want to invite you to come hang out with me and Mr. Nate Dimmel in the Dummy Room. The Dummy Room is a podcast that's all about having fun, talking about some great music, and we also have some really cool guests too. Check us out, man. I think you really dig it.
No gratitude need be voiced. Your mind speaks to us.